Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Janice Fryett of At Like Some Licorice, brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Janice Fryett is co-owner and marketing director of Icon Presentations, providing audiovisual for events located in the Palm Springs area of Southern California. Her blog, Sound and Sight, offers information on the events industry with an audiovisual and social media bent. She's married with two teenagers, one now attends college in Canada, and has a background that includes print and broadcast journalism, PR, theater production, and acting. I met Janice through Twitter and have truly enjoyed her tweets on event planning, staging, and new media. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
First of all, tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Well, as co-owner of Icon and being the marketing director, mostly I'm involved with social media marketing right now. I do my blog. I post 3 to 4 times a week. I have a very strong presence on Twitter. I also man our Facebook fan page. I recently started a profile page also for us on Facebook. And always exploring new ways to market our company, which is basically B2B marketing, through social media.
Wow, that's very nice. What about Icon Presentations? What types of events do you primarily focus on? Corporate type stuff?
Corporate events, yeah. And actually, you may have seen some of our work. We have been doing the Palm Springs Film Festival for several years, and we recently did it. Did you see Mariah Carey's interesting acceptance for her award for Precious?
I did.
Well, that was our camera work and our screens.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. What are you working on right now? Any projects coming up that are neat and different?
Well, with Icon, things have slowed down. I believe we'll be doing some big shows in the summer, possibly with the United Carpenters. But mostly my projects entail social media and building up my blog. And one thing that I really enjoy is with the blog, I've been able to use my journalism skills. So I've met a lot of friends in the event profs community on Twitter, and I've been using those connections to interview them with video and also with just print on the blog.
And your journalism skills shine through. They really do. Now, you've got a very unusual name, Like Some Licorice. Explain what that is.
Well, I'm a huge Harold and Maude fan, kind of a cult film that came out in the early 70s. It stars Ruth Gordon and Bud Cort, and Ruth Gordon is this just real sprightly, spunky old lady, and the very first thing she says in the movie is, like some licorice. She's offering licorice to Harold at a funeral.
Right. All right, that's great. It's one of my favorite movies, too. It took me a couple months to figure out what your Twitter name was. That was great.
Yeah, a lot of people. I kind of like it that way, actually. It gets people thinking.
Definitely. Focusing on Twitter, how are you using Twitter primarily to promote your business?
Well, when I first got on, I was just very bewildered and confused and always looking for the ways that people use it most effectively. Within probably about a month, I realized that the most effective way to use Twitter was to do 3 things, and I boiled it down, and now I use it as a way to recommend people on Follow Friday, which is to engage, inform, and retweet. If you can do all 3 of those things on Twitter and do it on a regular basis, you will build very strong relationships and have a very positive presence on Twitter.
That's absolutely true, and I've been following your advice. I try whenever I can to do that, so that's great. Now, how can folks get a hold of you at Icon Presentations?
Well, probably the best way is through Twitter. Again, my Twitter handle is Like Some Licorice, LykSumLikrish, and also through the blog, which is located at www.iconpresentationsblog.com. And there's also some links there that you can get to our website, which has further information on where we're located and our phone number.
You know, your stuff is always very informative, and that's why I've highly recommended you as my Audio Follow Friday this week. So thank you, Janice, for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And we'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.